Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Below the Yellow Line. Some breaking news just a few minutes ago. Gene Haas isn't quite done in NASCAR quite yet. They will retain one Stuart Haas Racing charter for the new Haas Factory team. This information, of course, comes from Fox Sports' Bob Pockris. The team will also have a two-car Xfinity Series program that will operate out of the current Stuart Haas Racing shop. Joe Custer will run the information. No further info as far as manufacturers, sponsors, drivers, although I think there is probably a favorite to land that seat with Joe Custer running the operation. So, a lot to digest here. We're going to preview the Xfinity Series race in New Hampshire a little bit later in the show, but this is the big thing that I wanted to talk about. Gene Haas, part of that Stuart Haas Racing duo, ran his own team, started Haas CNC Racing in, 2001, I think 2002, around there, had guys like Jack Sprague, Mike Bliss in that car, eventually merged with Tony Stewart in 2009, won a championship with Stewart, won a title with Kevin Harvick in 2014. Everything was sunshine and rainbows until, of course, Kevin Harvick misses the championship four after a dominant year in 2020. Their cars slow in 2021, slower in 2022, even slower in 2023. And while they've been a little bit better this year, Josh Berry even looked like he could win on Sunday night at Iowa. They're shutting down at the end of the year, but still going to have two Xfinity cars, still going to live on, I guess, technically in memory with Front Row and a charter. And now only one charter left with Haas purchasing this one. There's only one charter left. So will it be 2311? Will it be RFK? Will it be, who else am I thinking of? Richard Childress? Could it be Front Row? Could it be Trackhouse? A lot of different scenarios here for who gets this last charter. But you take one off the board, the value is going to go up. Going to be a little harder for this last team to buy it. A little more expensive. So we'll see how that goes. The biggest news, though, in all this, I think the biggest part is that Joe Custer is going to run the operation. Guess who the driver is going to be? It might not be Cole Custer, but I think that's what everybody assumes. This is Cole Custer's path back to the NASCAR Cup Series, but it's not like it's pure nepotism here. He's earned this. I would argue he earned his seat in the Cup Series the first time. He probably should have won the Xfinity title in, what year was that, 2019, the year he won like eight or nine races. Won a cup race in 2020, made the playoffs. 2021, you're like, okay, sophomore slump. 2022, you said, okay, maybe this guy isn't ready for the Cup Series. Gets relegated down to the Xfinity Series 2023. What does he do? Goes out and wins the championship. This year, he has the points lead. He's been the most consistent driver in the field. So, hasn't won yet this year in the Xfinity Series, but I think the rest of this season is just gravy. Can he earn that second championship in a row? It doesn't really matter. I think he is going back to the NASCAR Cup Series. The rumor for the longest time was he's going to join Todd Gilliland. He's going to join maybe Josh Berry over at Front Row. And that's what I kind of thought would happen. It'd be Berry, Custer. They complete the trio there with Todd Gilliland for a pretty formidable Front Row Motorsports team. You likely have, you know, at first we thought Briscoe would go to the Wood Brothers. Now it sounds like he's going to the 19 car. Now the rumor is Justin Haley to the 21. Gregson possibly going to Richard Childress Racing. Does 2311 want a charter for Corey Heim or Riley Herbst? So just dominoes falling everywhere. But this is big. I would be shocked if Cole Custer's not named the driver. You look at other guys, maybe they get Rodney Childress to stay, and maybe Rodney Childress' condition is it's got to be Josh Berry. He's got to be my driver. I doubt Ryan Preece stays in the Cup Series. I kind of doubt he stays maybe even in the Xfinity Series or the Truck Series. He might just go back now into Modifieds, but maybe Ryan Preece is the guy. Maybe Noah Gregson stays there, but I think the 99% likelihood is that Cole Custer gets a well-deserved second chance in the NASCAR Cup Series. You know, Cole Custer is not some 32-year-old guy that did nothing in trucks or Xfinity or anything like that. He was competitive in trucks. He's an Xfinity Series champion, and he's only 26 years old. I mean, he's not 28, 29. He's not pushing veteran status, at least in the Cup Series, I don't think. It's only going to be his fourth full-time season. Can he be better than he was in 2022, 2023? Yeah, absolutely. He will be better. I would not be shocked to see him be around the playoff bubble. I think making the playoffs might be a lofty goal in year one, but maybe it's different than year one for a lot of teams. Gene Haas has done this. He's a Formula One owner. He's been a NASCAR owner for over two decades now. At 71, he's been around long enough to know what it takes to win a championship, win races, make the playoffs, make a playoff run. So I think bringing in Gene Haas or having Gene Haas own this team, being a big part of it, I think that's huge. Joe Custer's been running things, helping run things at Stuart Haas for a while. He's a veteran of the industry. And then Cole Custer, he's won a championship. He's made the Cup Series playoffs before, won in the Cup Series before. Let's not forget that. As fluky as that win at Kentucky might seem, he earned it. So, you know, he knows how to win. He knows how to win in high-pressure situations. Did that at Phoenix last year, and he's going to try to make another playoff run this year. But again, like I said, I think that's gravy. I think Cole Custer is all but confirmed to this seat. Does the Joe Custer thing help? Yeah, but I think he would have been sought after. I think he's in the Cup Series next year regardless, even without this move from Gene Haas and Joe Custer. So I think his future was kind of set in stone the minute he won that championship at Phoenix. It was one more year in the Xfinity Series. It's just gravy, and we'll see what, you know, if a seat opens up in 2025. If not, I think he's fine in Xfinity. I think he can win a lot of races and win a lot of championships there. So that's my take on the whole deal. Let's talk about the Xfinity Series. Today, I didn't have anything planned but the Xfinity Series pre-race show. So we can talk about Cole Custer a little bit. Probably considered one of the favorites. Leads Chandler Smith in the regular season standings by 1 point. Holding on to that lead, trying to get those 15 extra playoff points, which he might need if he's winless at the end of the regular season. 15 races down, 18 to go in total for the Xfinity Series, 11 races to go in the Xfinity Series regular season. This weekend's race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, their 16th race of the year. They'll be halfway after next Saturday's race at Nashville. A lot of star power in this race. Some names you don't always see on the entry list. You have Armani Williams in the number 6 car, but there's a lot of Cup Series stars, especially for Toyota. In this race, you scroll down the entry list. First of all, you got Alex Bowman in the number 17 for Hendrick Motorsports. How about modified driver Justin Monsignor, modified champion Justin Monsignor, making his Xfinity Series, I think National Series debut in the 19 car at New Hampshire, a track that is known for modified racing. Christopher Bell in the number 20 car. We know how good he is at New Hampshire in both Cup and Xfinity. Corey Heim, Truck Series title favorite, is in the 26 again for Sam Hunt Racing. Glenn Reen started last weekend's race. He will be in the 35 car for Joey Gase. Rolling on down the list here, you got Jade Buford in the 74, Carson Quapel in the 88, Nathan Bird in the 92. 39 cars going for 38 spots. One driver will miss Saturday's SIAPS 200, but it's going to be a heck of a show. I don't know what kind of viewership numbers Iowa's race got, but this one should get a lot because you got Bowman, Bell, Monsignor, Quapel, a stacked lineup. Christopher Bell, stacked lineup, along with Austin Hill, Chandler Smith, Cole Custer, Justin Allgaier, your normal, you know, stacked entry list of Xfinity Series regulars. Let's take a look at the weekend schedule for the NASCAR Xfinity Series this weekend and the Modified Tour. Like I mentioned, they are here. Practice for the Modifieds is at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. No TV for that. You'll have to be at the racetrack. Qualifying for them, 5:45 p.m. Eastern on Friday. Their race is on Flow Racing at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on Saturday. It's the Mohegan Sun 100. Should be noted, the forecast for this weekend for both Saturday and Sunday, not looking great. I haven't looked for Friday. I think it looks better for Friday. We should be able to get all our stuff in Friday, but we'll see about Saturday, Sunday. Might be some midweek racing this weekend, some Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday racing. Who knows? It might be a Texas 2020 situation. Practice for the NASCAR Xfinity Series, 4:05 p.m. Eastern on Friday, USA Network and the NBC Sports app. Qualifying at 4:35 p.m. Eastern, USA Network and the NBC Sports app. About 20, 30 minutes to get their race cars dialed in. The race itself, the SIAPS 200, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on USA Network, PRN, SiriusXM, NASCAR Radio, and the NBC Sports app. Pre-race starts at 3 p.m. Eastern Saturday for the Xfinity Series on both PRN and USA Network. There's a press pass on NASCAR.com following Saturday's NASCAR Xfinity Series race. And there is their post-race coverage on USA? I guess not. I guess there's not. Okay. No, there is. Yeah, 6 p.m. Eastern. Sorry, didn't see that. There's also the Arca Menards Series this weekend. That is on Friday on FS2 at 6 p.m. Eastern. The Zinsser Smart Coat 150. So there is that. I guess practice and qualifying, you got to be at the track and at the Mid-Ohio Sports Car Course for that. But that'll be a fun one to watch as well. So the Xfinity Series going racing. My pick for this race, it's kind of difficult to pick. I think off the momentum of this move, probably knowing that, hey, I'm back in Cup next year. He's the points leader. He's having a great year. Why not make this a Haas-Custer show? Give me Cole Custer to win this weekend, SIAPS 200. Emily and I will preview the NASCAR Cup Series race tomorrow. But the big news from today and today's show, Gene Haas retaining one charter, Joe Custer to run the operation. It sounds like Cole Custer could have an opportunity to get back into the NASCAR Cup Series. Follow us on X at BTYL Pod. Subscribe on YouTube at Below the Line. Follow us on all other podcast platforms at Below the Line. My name is Samuel Subs from Below the Line. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment, and share. I'll see you guys later. Goodbye.